This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Doug Steffen Good Day Monday program. It's August the 25th. I'm Doug Steffen along with Ken Kessler. Jennifer is in Hawaii again. She goes there about four times a year for other biz. Ha ha, hearty ha ha. Yeah, other biz. Richie's off, I think, for a couple more days in Denver, and Roberta is investigating. Whatever it is that Roberta investigates. Since we're talking about investigation, excuse me, the investigation continues as the new week starts into what actually happened in Ferguson, Missouri. Meanwhile, the father of Michael Brown is, interestingly enough, the father is Michael Brown. This was Michael Brown Jr. who was killed. Father said that his son was on the verge of starting college this fall. Seemed eager to launch himself into the adult world, but he'll be laid to rest today instead. Been 2 weeks since he was shot by the police officer. I find myself recoiling a bit, Kenny, from the continuing reference, although I guess it is the story, or that's what a lot of people think. The story is that this black teenager was shot by a white police officer. Supposedly Mr. Brown was unarmed. Don't have any reason to believe or not believe those counts. The way he was shot and the fact that he was shot six times makes me wonder a bit. I also am very skeptical of the police because in many towns like Ferguson, they are so poorly trained, and the record of the Ferguson Police Department is shameful. So you put these together and you figure where there's smoke, there's fire. I have seen some pictures of Michael Brown. I saw one with him holding a gun, and he had a wad of money in his mouth. And
yeah, that's a fake. That's not
is that
him.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
All yeah.
Right.
I don't know why people do that kind of thing, but I saw something about that last night that somebody posted it and said it was him, and it went all over the place. But
yeah, I saw it. Yeah, and it wasn't him. Right.
Yeah.
So I figured when I looked at it at first, I thought, man, maybe this is Photoshop, because you can really do. There's so much hatred on either side, both sides, so much skepticism, so much foul play, and that's what's watering down the actual the work that's being done or has to be done here. So now we have the civil rights guys on one side, and we have the police on the other side saying, well, these guys are always the bad guys. Well, there are a lot of things that go deeply into the reason this is a problem. There are a lot of reasons that there are black people in jail to the point that they are. A lot of reasons that there are a lot of black people who are criminals. People say, well, it's because blacks are no good. Really? Is it that simple? Are you that simplistic? Do you think that's what it is? That black people are no good? They're brought into the world, or they're taught to live lives of crime, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If you believe that, then, you know, I don't know if I characterize what I'm thinking when I hear simplistic, pretty much imbecilic statements like that, because that's really what it is. I don't know anything about this kid other than what I have read, saw some pictures. The family's trying to make him look like he's a good kid. He may have been a good kid, may not have been a good kid. It doesn't make any difference to me. What makes a difference is that the police shot first six times and ask questions afterwards. We're told that he thought he was in danger, he was going to be attacked by this kid, whatever, however, whoever. I'm not even sure that I'm buying that. Kenny, what's the general reaction as we look around to see and hear and feel and sense what people really are thinking about this? 888-302-3684, by the way, is dial-in number. Help yourself to that. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day. What do you have, Kenny?
Tracy says, these cops are more jacked up with all their equipment than many of our guys were when they were fighting in Iraq.
Yeah, that's the subtext of the problem here. The amount of equipment, the amount of military presence that there is in the police world, and they justify it, or they'll tell you they justify it because they're all the bad guys. I'm not even sure. This is like the chicken and the egg. I don't know which comes first. People's overreaction sometimes to the paramilitary presence of police. I know that no matter where I am, when I see a policeman, unless I know him personally or her, and I do know in my town where I live a number of police officers, but for the most part, the younger ones, or if I'm in another community and I see a policeman, I try to avoid any and all contact. I'm always, when I go through most of the towns I travel through in terms of whether it's my business or whether it's the farm, I drive the speed limit. I'm careful to look around and be defensive and know I'm conscious of what's going on around me, frankly. And I think you have to be conscious. But I want to avoid any contact I can with the police. Any and all contact. I want to stay away from them. Because more often than not, it ends up being some sort of conversation about something, especially in my circumstance where I use special plates for the farm vehicles. Most of the police don't have a clue as to how they're supposed to be used. So they stop and they waste a lot of your time and they make accusations. I mean, just over and over again, it's the same kind of stuff. And it's just another example of the finite reality that the police are not well trained. And so under the circuit, and I was looking through a list of the 100 people who made the most money working for the town where I live. And in that list, half of them at least were police, and many of them were making well over $100,000 a year. And I think that's a lot of money for a policeman, frankly, especially given what it is that they're involved in. So I say what they're involved in because I don't know. Some of them are placed in harm's way with regularity, and it's a tough job for some of them, but not all of them. Many people, as you know, have learned how to work the system. When you work for the public sector, you figure out, okay, I can work 30, 31 years. The last 3 years, or the maximum 3 years, I can retire on that and then go do something else. Whether it's teachers, firemen, police, and you can say, well, it's a stressful job. Yeah, I think it is for some, but others, I know a guy who's been a police officer in Framingham, and he applied recently to extend his stay. He's 65, and he didn't want to quit. And he's an okay policeman, nice guy. I don't know how effective he is one way or another, but he's okay. I don't have a problem with him staying beyond 65. I'd be a hypocrite if I said I did, because I think people ought to work until they want to not work. I think we ought to all have that right. And it ought not to be legislated or somebody say, okay, it's 65 on your birthday, so you're retired, see ya. I don't buy that. I don't think that's right and justified. Anyway, back to what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri. The demonstrations have pretty much, I think, died down to the point where there wasn't that much going on this weekend, I don't think, Kenny, was there? I didn't see
too
much.
No tear gas, no bullets fired. I don't think there were any arrests.
You know, what we're seeing, if you look at the news media coverage of this, what you see, other than the story of him being buried today and the father asking for a day of silence, what you're really seeing is the news media trying to regurgitate all the bad stuff that's happened over the past 2 weeks. Not much, a little bit on Michael Brown, a little bit about the funeral, and but it's mostly just I've seen 4 stories this morning already. It's all rehash of the same crap that we've seen for the last 2 weeks. Same stuff over and over again, which, of course, is aimed at stirring the pot, not fixing the problem. So,
right.
Those are my observations. You got any more people that you want to read into the record, Kenny?
Sure. Allison says, a cop who thinks the only way to stop a teenager is to shoot him 6 times is not a cop.
Mm-hmm. Not a good one, it would appear. All right. What else? Who else?
One more. Charlie says, if it can happen in Ferguson, it can happen where you live. If we let it happen in Ferguson, it will happen where you live eventually.
Yep. I think there have been plenty of circumstances around where I live that underscore that. And I live in a very diverse community where there are all kinds of different interests. School system's not that good, and the police are and so that's, you know, that the two things that need to be good for things to work well, it seems to me, in any community, no matter what the problems may be. I'm not just talking about problems like this. Any problems, you got to have a good school system, and you got to have a good police force. And I mean, but I want to say good educational experiences and good leadership, and the same with the police. Good leadership, smart, intelligent, modern age police officers who know how to get, who aren't all interested in themselves and their career and their retirement and their ego and all this other strutting around with a uniform on. That's nonsense. Good policemen are like good people in any job. Hard to find, not easy to train, but when they're good, it's really a pleasure. People like Bratton, who's back in New York now, what a great police officer and police mind he had. Look at the record he has in various cities that he's run, where he's run the police. It's just those kind of people have it thought out. So anyway, I use him as an example. There are probably a lot of other really good ones, as there are too many bad ones. No excuse for bad ones. Plenty of praise for the good ones. Let's work it like that. 888-302-3684. Apologize for those of you who try to get through. The phones have not been operated handily and properly. We'll get at that in a matter of moments. 18 after on Good Day.
I could either ignore it or face it. My child had trouble grasping math concepts. You don't want your kids to fail at math. You want them to have confidence and the skills to take them where their dreams are. Math Made Easy wants to make you an offer. They'll improve your student's grade by at least one full grade or your money back. Teachers can't slow the pace for each student. Math Made Easy can. For more than 20 years, Math Made Easy has been helping hundreds of thousands of students grasp challenging math concepts using a step-by-step approach. The affordable Math Made Easy programs help students visualize math concepts with engaging and dynamic lessons. Students learn at their own pace. Call 1-800-USA-MATH or visit mathmadeeasy.com. Ready for the Math Made Easy Grade Improvement Challenge? Now that the kids are getting back to school, make sure your child gets a head start in the new school year with Math Made Easy. Turn frustration into achievement. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH, 1-800-872-6284.
Imagine going on stage without any guitars, or keyboards, drums, or a microphone, and being expected to roar. Tough, right? It's the same with our teachers who are using their own money so students can learn. DonorsChoose.org is a charity that helps teachers get what they need for students to succeed.
Join Katy Perry and donate at MakeRoarHappen.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-767-9042. That's 1-800-767-9042. 1-800-767-9042.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
Isn't Sam Adams' Boston Lager?
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
One-hit wonder contest here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, playing a song by an artist that had only one hit. Listen carefully, see if you can identify the artist as we play you Key Largo. Remember this song? 1982.
Wrapped around each other, trying so hard to stay warm. That first cold winter together, lying in each other's arms, watching those old movies, falling in love so desperately. Honey, I was your hero, and you were my leading lady. We had it all, just like
Largo. Artist comes from Tarpon Springs, Florida. This was on the top of the music charts during this week in 1982. So now's the time. You can call us at 888-302-3684 and tell us the name of this one-hit wonder artist. This was one of those songs really sort of, when you listen to it, you hear a sort of passion that's kind of cool at the time. And it was good pop. I thought it was a good pop song. I always liked listening to it.
Yeah.
It's very romantic. 888-302-3684. The prize, by the way, as usual, is a CD of a whole lot of one-hit wonder songs. This song, the guy singing it supported himself as a sponge diver. He began his career as a ventriloquist. I never can... that's one of those words, ventriloquist. He was favored at school assemblies. After he got out of high school, he enrolled at St. Petersburg Junior College, studying journalism and fine art, but dropped out before he graduated. He hit the road to become a drummer for the Tommy Rowe Band and played alongside the Rolling Stones, Beach Boys. After tiring of being on the road, he wound up in Atlanta and met a record producer who helped him record this song. Then he tried a number of other songs, didn't make it. Even though his name is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, few remember his name today. So let's see if you have remembered, and you can dial us up at 888-302-3684 to tell us who it is that's singing Key Largo. Crank it up there, Peter.
Just like
I like best about this song is how it begins. I don't know. No, I guess I was going to say, Kenny, I like the way that it begins, because there's a nice, but there's a crescendo in there. It sort of reminds me of a Barry Manilow song or some of the other things that if Richie were here, he'd just be laughing at me because I just like that, right? I mean, I just like the way that that feels. All right, let's try, I don't know, Peter, am I talking to these people? What do we have going on here that I can hang my hat on? Yeah, all right. You have them on the air, apparently. All right, Steve, hi, welcome to Good Day.
Hi.
Hi. Where are you from, Steve?
I'm from Greencastle.
Greencastle where?
Pennsylvania.
Greencastle, Pennsylvania. All right. So what do you remember about this song and the fellow who sings it?
It's Bertie Higgins.
Yes, it is Bertie Higgins. And
I remember my brother went to Key Largo for a honeymoon. This is one of the songs they played when they're at their wedding.
Really? Yeah, okay. That makes good sense. That's perfect. You're going to Key Largo, by the way, we can be heard in the Keys. And I've always enjoyed, there's something about the attitude of people who live in the Keys. There's a laid-back attitude. This song maybe even represents that. I was thinking of Margaritaville and some of the other things that you get out of Jimmy, what's his face? Jimmy Buffett. This is sort of that same tone, that same tempo. All right, good man, Steve. You're going to win this CD of One Hit Wonders. Appreciate your callings. 28 after on Good Day.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road. The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heel on Wheels. Wait. Heel on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right? Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
This hour of the Doug Stephan Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. What were you doing 3 weeks ago on Wednesday at 2:30? Can't remember, right? You want to know how to improve your memory? The friends that we've developed at Kamano Island Coffee Roasters, our partners in BuzzBox Coffee, shared some interesting research about the healthy benefits of coffee, and one of them is improved memory. Recent studies by Florida's Alzheimer's Disease Research Center have shown that coffee can aid in short and long-term memory. Healthy coffee like BuzzBox coffee can help increase memory because caffeine in moderate doses has been found to increase the size of the hippocampus. The hippocampus is a small part of the brain that aids in the storage of short and long-term memory. This not only helps you better remember what you did last week, but the research suggests that it also reduces the risk of Alzheimer's. So now you've got another great reason to get what's truly the best of the best when it comes to coffee. USDA certified organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, helps support my Eastleigh farm. Taste the difference and make a difference one cup at a time by getting delicious BuzzBox coffee. To experience your free pound, call 866-456-7805 or simply go to DougStephan.com and click on that orange BuzzBox on the right-hand side of any page.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Stephens, good day. Program Ken Kessler and I going through the issues of the day, the things that are important to you. Our video of the day today is from the Holderness family, a family becoming famous for their viral videos. This one is for all the parents that are glad school is starting up again. It's a back-to-school parody called Baby's Got Class. So we'll have some fun with that at some point. But I just wanted to point it out to you, as there are a lot of other good stories at DougStephan.com. In addition to the stories of the day, this earthquake in California, we did find the reporter. He did get to a phone. We'll have him on with us in a couple of minutes. And then Dr. Bruce Shanahoff will take apart medical fact, which probably is fiction. He's really good at reading between the lines in a lot of these medical reports, so we'll chase him down in a matter of moments. He's in Los Angeles, didn't get affected by the earthquake. Meanwhile, other things are happening. I find it interesting and compelling, Kenny, as for the hunt for James Foley's killer, the British say it's close to identifying the man who beheaded Foley. He was 40 years old. This guy was dressed in black, pretty much most. I didn't see that. I had no interest in seeing him being beheaded. Well, you saw the pictures of the guy dressed in black who actually had a distinguished, sort of distinct English accent. So they're working. The way things can be analyzed now, with the detail that they have, with the accuracy that they have, with the abilities technically that they have, the tiniest detail of the videotape, it can be used to provide the clue to who. And then, you know, as well as I do, they'll send MI5, or they'll send out the CIA, or they'll send out the SEALs or whatever, and they'll get this person because that's what people want, frankly. They want to have justice here. 888-302-3684. Justice will be a time in coming in Ferguson, Missouri. Michael Brown will be buried today. His father has said he wants peace. Please, he said, it's all I ask. Give my son some peace. So the violence at least settled a little bit over the weekend. Not so bad as it had been, has been. I forgot about this. I think, I don't know that we talked about it on Friday, the Little League World Series going on in Pennsylvania. A team from Seoul, Korea broke the hearts of Chicago's Jackie Robinson West to win this year's Little League Series. The people from Chicago, however, proud as they ought to be. The pitcher's name was Marcus Jackson. Did you see anything about it? There was a lot of stuff on ESPN over the weekend. Kenny, you follow any of this?
No, I didn't.
Over these kids. It's cool, though. It's really kind of... the militarists in the Pentagon this weekend trying to study what ISIS is doing suggest that all the people and all the palaver from Rick Perry last week, now whether it's true or it isn't, and these people are just trying to cover it up because the president is Muslim and he wants a Muslim takeover of America, and this is a great way to do it. I mean, you hear those stories floating around. Muslims are being welcomed to coming through every nook and cranny to believe some people the world is going to stop in the next 2 weeks because ISIS is going to come here. They're going to kill everybody and take over. Meanwhile, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says he doesn't recommend military airstrikes against these militants until they determine that they become a direct threat to the U.S. So they aren't really a direct threat. By the way, one of the theories is that this guy who killed Foley was a rapper. Did you see that? A British-born rapper who became a militant.
It's amazing that they would know that so quickly.
Yeah, right, exactly. 23 years old, from London, Abdel Mahad Abdel Bari. So he's the suspect that they're looking for. His Egyptian-born father was extradited from London to the United States in 2012 for his connection to bin Laden and to the bombings in Africa at the embassy there. So he's been with ISIS for about a year, apparently. But that really is pretty amazing that they can get that much detail. Okay, speaking of details, let's get some details about the Northern California situation. Rocked by a 6-point earthquake in a matter of moments. Let me talk to you a little bit about Heart Factors Plus. Kenny and I have been talking about this because he has an issue with high blood pressure. This would be good for him, I think. It would be good for anybody who's got high blood pressure, or good for anybody who wants to keep their blood pressure where it is. If you have good blood pressure and you're getting older, you want to keep it there, this is the perfect way to do it. A supplement called Heart Factors Plus. It features L-arginine, which is an amino acid that widens the arteries. It brings you nitric oxide, which helps you maintain normal blood pressure levels or get them down to normal if they are too high. Doctors have discovered a new benefit as well. Research shows that along with blood pressure, arginine restores the elasticity of the arteries and therefore boosting the blood flow to your muscles, to your heart, to your brain. It is superb for that. We all know we got to have lots of blood getting into our brain. Heart Factors Plus contains 6 fantastic antioxidants, a heart-healthy ingredient list that you'd be, when you look at it, you think, wow, I should be, maybe you're taking all of these things individually. I know I was when I looked at the list. I'm taking all these things in a separate capsule. I get them all in one with Heart Factors Plus. It's the best-selling supplement Chamonix has ever produced in the 20 years they've been in business. So call 800-577-8560. 800-577-8560. Order Heart Factors Plus. It's time now for you to take advantage of their great offer. You'll get a 3-month supply of Heart Factors Plus when you pay for it. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a 3-month supply of the new CoQ10 and fish oil supplement that will be free. It's a great offer. Call 800-577-8560. Take advantage of Heart Factors Plus, this risk-free offer, and the addition of the CoQ10 fish oil supplement. All there for you to take advantage of so that you're going to live longer and healthier. What's the old expression? Live long and prosper, right? Dr. Spock. 800-577-8560. I don't know if Dr. Spock recommends this, but Dr. Ken Kronhaus does. 800-577-8560 for Heart Factors Plus.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars.
Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason. Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid, with us, it's personal.
All right, it's 17 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Joining us now is Clark Reed, who is a technology and traffic reporter in San Francisco, or in the Bay Area. This is the story of the strongest earthquake in 25 years. Where were you, Clark, when this took place, when this happened?
I was asleep in bed, Doug, and not for long when it started.
So what did it feel like? Did it rock you out of the bed? Were you that close to it so that you really felt it?
Yeah, I didn't fall out of bed, but I'm 11 miles from the epicenter where I live, so it got my attention. Believe me, I knew it was another pretty big one, naturally.
So, were you there, or have you been in an earthquake before?
Yeah, I was here for the '89 Loma Prieta quake, so yes, I have been.
So, what in terms of comparing, because that's what everybody's doing today, okay, how bad was it? A lot of damage. I've seen some numbers in the area of $1 billion in terms of what may be the result of this thing. But in comparison to what happened, it was 89, I think, wasn't it? Wasn't it 80 when, well, we all remember Al Michaels doing the, at the game. Don't we all pretty much remember that?
Yeah, it was October 17th, 1989. I remember it vividly, frankly, and it was a rolling type of quake, which this one was as well. This one wasn't quite as intense, but boy, it definitely was something that everybody within a certain range felt pretty widely. Now, if you headed south a little ways down into Oakland and Hayward, a lot of people said they didn't feel it at all, and on the peninsula, some people didn't feel it south of San Francisco.
You know what I find interesting is with people injured, lots of damage, it seemed that at least on some people's minds was all the wine. That was, oh my God, look at all this wine. It's going to be ruined, or the bottle has been broken, $1,000 bottle of wine. I suppose you...
that is a big story. Now, actually, there have been, as of an hour ago when I left the radio station, about 210 injuries. Most of them are really minor. They're people have stepped on broken glass and bruises and what have you. One little boy, 13, was at a sleepover in a a fireplace fell on him. He was airlifted to University of California Davis Medical Center. He was critical, but they upgraded him last night to serious. So he's getting along better. He was the most badly injured person in the whole shebang.
All right, so Napa is about 51 miles west-southwest of Sacramento, for those of you. What I said earlier, Clark Reed has joined us. He's a reporter in the San Francisco Bay Area. One of the things that I find fascinating when looking at the satellite imagery is just that, the specifics of what you can see by looking down from a camera that's located in the satellite 21,000 miles above the Earth. Isn't it? I mean, some of the stuff is as accurate as if you were standing there with a camera yourself.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty amazing, the technology they have. And, in fact, Department of Transportation, Caltrans, used the latest technology. They used the road sensors to tell where the road had buckled and where there was road damage. They got crews right out to the scene, and they had all of the highways open by about noon yesterday.
Yep. So water main ruptures, this fire in some areas, people without power, the normal thing that you'd expect after an earthquake like this, right? I mean, there's nothing abnormal about this other than people, you know, in this part of the world, earthquakes are, it's life. If that's where you want to live, you got to figure this is going to happen once in a while.
They really are, Doug. Although the power company's done a great job, there were 70,000 without power right after the quake yesterday. They only had 150 left to hook back up as of about an hour ago. So that's made a lot of progress there.
Yeah, that's a good job. All right. So thanks for the overall view, Clark. Appreciate it. Glad you're safe and sound. Hope we talk again. Thank you. Clark Reed, who's a reporter in San Francisco with the latest on the California earthquake this weekend. Up next, Dr. Bruce Shanahoff goes between the lines, medically speaking, here on Good Day.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
All right, joining us now, as he does normally this time every week, Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, who is a chiropractor of great note in the Los Angeles area. His website tells it all on him, 818newback.com. He researches news, medical news, and usually finds something that's off a little bit so that you'll know the rest of the story or the other side of the story. Bruce, what's up?
Hi, Doug. Well, you know, today, instead of all the depressing stuff that's off in the medical world, I'd like to just give your listeners a healthy and very tasty recipe that they can do to improve their improve their health. And I'll have it posted on my blog on my website, 818newback.com, by tomorrow morning. My website seems to be down this morning for some reason. So 818newback.com, the blog. People can also follow me at B. Shanahoff on Twitter. But what this recipe is for, it's for turmeric milk. We've talked about turmeric in the past, and this is a recipe for, you know how they used to talk about having a warm glass of milk before you go to bed at night?
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, well this is like that, only just supercharged for people. Turmeric milk helps to ease arthritis pain, helps detoxify the liver and prevent gallstones. It can help boost the blood circulation and thin the blood. So if someone's on blood thinners, they need to, you know, be a little mindful of that. But it also helps heal and soothe the digestive tract. It reduces the pain and fever associated with illness. And also several studies indicate that turmeric helps fight cancer and Alzheimer's disease. This is a miraculous little herb. And it's just a simple recipe where you can use either coconut milk or really any other kind of milk.
Raw milk.
you could use cow's milk, you know, almond milk, soy milk. You are heating it up, so it won't be raw anymore.
Right.
But it's heated up with the turmeric and some ginger and some honey. You know, and like I said, the recipe will be on my website. But it makes a wonderful health ritual, you know, for the, like, you know, my family and I have been sitting around in the evening, and we have our little cup of turmeric milk, and it's something we do together. We you know, we smile, or, you know, we're getting healthier drinking it. And frankly, waking up with a much better night's sleep and feeling great in the morning.
Turmeric and curcumin are the same thing. You just grind them up, basically, right? You can grind them up and put them in the milk.
Curcumin is the active...
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Theme from Jurassic Park, John Williams working for Steven Spielberg again. One of Richard Attenborough's last and most well-known roles was in the Jurassic Park film, the franchise from the 1990s. Won two Oscars for writing and directing Gandhi in 1982. This may be, in front of the cameras, one of his best more recent roles, but he was well-known as someone who was extraordinarily good to work with, very smart, This is another clip from Jurassic Park.
I don't care for lawyers, do you? It's just a delay. That's all it is. All major theme parks have delays. When they opened Disneyland in 1956, nothing works. You can't return for Pirates of the Caribbean breaks down. The pirates don't eat the tourists.
So a sad note of the passing of Richard Attenborough, who was in the movie business for 60-some-odd years. He was 90 when he died over the weekend. His son told the BBC that his father had been in poor health for some time. Academy Award for Gandhi, 1982. But this generation that follows Jurassic Park and that ilk, played Kris Kringle in the remake of Miracle on 34th Street as well. Knighted in 1976, 17 years later, got the life peerage, that is Baron Attenborough of Richmond upon Thames. That was it. Don't you love those British titles? Baron Attenborough of Richmond upon Thames. So he had He had a tough life for the last years of his life. His daughter and granddaughter were killed in that tsunami that hit Thailand in 2004. And he fell in his home in the latter part of the last decade, spent the last years in a nursing home with his wife. But really a classic character actor and a classic director and a classic gentleman. So the passing Richard Attenborough is how we get started. Movie Moments. Tucker's off today, so we're going to have Kenny check the box office totals for the weekend. I saw a wonderful movie, the last movie that Philip Seymour Hoffman was in. I'll talk about that in a moment as well. Stand by.
And now, Katy Perry.
Imagine going on stage without any guitars or keyboards, drums, or a microphone, and being expected to roar. Tough, right? It's the same with our teachers who are using their own money so students can learn. DonorsChoose.org is a charity that helps teachers get what they need for students to succeed. That's why Staples is donating $1 million to the cause.
Join Katy Perry and donate at Staples.com/make-roar-happen.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid. For one simple reason, Wellness Plus. The card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
All right, Kenny, what are we have for total box office this past weekend? Did well in what area?
Number one, Guardians of the Galaxy, back on top now. $17 million this weekend, over $250 million in total in 4 weeks. It's the biggest movie of the summer. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was 2. If I Stay was number 3. Let's Be Cops was number 4. When the Game Stands Tall, I'm not familiar with that one, but that was number 5. The new movie for the weekend, Sin City, A Dame to Kill For, the sequel, really bombed. It only got a little over $6 million. It's in 8th place.
When did you see The Most Wanted Man? Where did that come in?
I don't see that in the top 20. I don't think that was on a lot of screens.
Last, was it just out then? Is this the first week for it?
I think so.
It isn't the first week. Well, anyway, Philip Seymour Hoffman. I was never a great big fan of his. I think he did some good jobs in some good movies. I would say this was one of his best that I had seen anyway, and it was one of the best movies I've seen for quite a while. Not highly touted. The Most Wanted Man. Robin Wright plays sort of a heavy in it, but it's a very good story about how the Europeans, especially the Germans, are dealing these days. It was kind of a condemnation film, actually, of the United States and how it does its dealings with terrorists and would-be terrorists, but it really is quite a provocative movie if you get a chance to see it.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.